Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Happy New Year, saints of God. We welcome you into 2016, the year of good success today. You're listening to Bishop Hutchison as our Seed Time and Harvest broadcast today. I'm so blessed and excited, saints, to have this opportunity to come and speak these first fruits of words into your life today. It is a blessed time of the year, but any day in the kingdom of God is a good day. So we give God the praise today. Thanks to God, we're going to be continuing with some of our studies about the messianic prophecies, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Messiah, the God's suffering servant. But really, the main topic of our lesson today is going to be talking about newness. We've entered into what we call a new year. Many people have made new goals or New Year's resolutions, but we're going to talk about the newness of life, the newness of thinking, newness of purpose, and newness of direction today. I pray that you will not only celebrate a new calendar year, but that you will experience newness in your life. Praise the Lord. So today's topic is going to be entitled A New Direction. I want someone to say that with me, a new direction, because I want you to repeat those words with me, children of God, because we have a word of faith inside of us. And many times we speaking the wrong words out of our mouth, and I want you to be able to frame your world with your words today. We were made in the image of God after his likeness, and so we have some of the characteristics that God possesses, including being able to speak forth those things which are not as though they were. So today I'm believing God for somebody to receive a new direction in this new year and end up at a new destination at the end of this year. So we're going to talk a little bit about what the word new means, what direction means, and what destination means. Oftentimes I find that we use phrases that we think we know what they mean because we're thinking according to our old way of knowledge, our old level of understanding. But even today, as we celebrate newness, we're going to have a new level of understanding, a new place of wisdom to draw from today. Praise the Lord. And if you're going to be studying along with the saints of God, the study text that I'll be using for the main topic is Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. That's the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. And I'll read that for you quickly in just a moment so that we can lay the foundation for today's lesson. Again, somebody say with me, a new direction. Praise the Lord. Now, saints, if you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number where you can be reached is 678-278-9622. Also, you can visit our main website, which is Amazing Grace Ministries, www.agministries.net. Praise the Lord. You don't want to miss out on all the exciting things that God has already birthed into our spirit for this upcoming or this year of 2016. Of course, we're planning our annual conference for May, Saturday, May 21st, here in the Atlanta metropolitan area. Our conference theme this year is the Pinnacle of Success. We'll be having Bible college graduations. We'll be honoring our ministerial fellowship members as well as our cell church leaders and members of the community. Come out and be impacted, imparted, and empowered with the word of God. You definitely want to get a part of that. Also, if you're in the Atlanta metropolitan area or anywhere across the states of South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Tennessee, we have our cell church launch for 2016 starting right now. You want to contact us, find out how you can become a part of our Mobilizing Believers training program, or you can plant churches in your local community. We're looking for at least 49 locations across 7 southeastern states. So contact us about that in the name of Jesus. Now let's take a look at our scripture text for today. Our scripture text for our foundation for this today's lesson about a new direction is coming from Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. That's Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. And let's read this, children of God. Now, this is to give a little bit of backdrop. This is God speaking to the children of Israel after they have wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. They've walked on the same space of ground, just different parts of it. But none of the ground that they had walked on thus far was the promised land. It was all the land of preparations. For some people, it was their wilderness season. And just as Israel went through a wilderness season, saints of God, we oftentimes go through wilderness seasons in our life, or I like to call them the seasons of preparation. But how many of you know that if a season begins, that means that a season also ends and a new season begins? And so as we think about the newness of life again, focus on that as you think about these scripture texts that we're reading from Deuteronomy chapter 1. Here is God's command to the children of Israel, and Moses specifically, his command to leave. Verse 1 says, "These are the words Moses spoke to all Israel in the wilderness east of the Jordan, that is in the Arabah, opposite Suf, between Paran and Tophel, Laban, Hazeroth, and Dizal." Verse 2, "It takes 11 days to go from Horeb to Kadesh Barnea by the Mount Seir road. In the 14th year, on the first day of the 11th month, Moses proclaimed," somebody said proclaimed, "Moses proclaimed to Israel all that the Lord had commanded him concerning them." And I want you to receive this message today as a word that God has commanded or given to me today to give to you. Verse 4 says, "This was after he had defeated Shion, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, and Edrei had defeated Og, the king of Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth." Verse 5, "East of the Jordan in the territory of Moab, Moses began to expound the law, saying," listen to this, children of God, "the Lord our God said to us at Horeb," and today I believe that this is somebody's Mount Horeb today, "you have stayed long enough at this mountain," hallelujah, "break camp and advance into the hill country of the Amorites. Go to all the neighboring peoples in the land of Arabah, in the mountains, in the western foothills, in the Negev Valley, and along the coast to the land of the Canaanites, to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. See, I have given you this land. Go in and take possession of the land the Lord has sworn to give your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and to their descendants after them." I want you to particularly take a look at verse number 6, where it says, "The Lord our God said to us at Horeb, you have stayed long enough at this mountain." A new direction. Let us pray. Father, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor right now. I thank you for the living word of God. I thank you for the fresh manna from heaven that is falling right now upon the ears of the hearers. May it bring forth salvation. May it bring forth healing. May it bring forth salvation. Hallelujah. Let your Holy Spirit minister to us today, O God, in a new, fresh, dynamic, dunamis power way. May the exposition of your word, O God, bring us illumination, inspiration, and understanding today. I thank you in advance for all that we're going to receive because of your word. I thank you that your word cannot return back unto you void, and we praise you. We honor you now in Jesus' name. We declare a new direction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise the Lord, thanks to God. Somebody ought to go ahead right now and give God a praise, for he is worthy. He is worthy of the praise, thanks to God. Hallelujah. I want you to say with me again, saints, a new direction. Now, of course, many of us, we've celebrated what we call a new year. But why celebrate a new year with the same old stuff? In the same old place, with the same old thinking, the same old possessions. God wants to do a new thing in your life today, saints of God. But in order for God to do a new thing, you have to position yourself where you can obey God's word, and you have to get in line or in step with God's will. So as we talk a little bit about this new direction that we see Moses spoke to the children of Israel, which if you look at the Old Testament context, Israel basically represented the church of the New Testament then. They were the people of God. The covenant that God had made with the Israelites, the Jews, the Hebrews, are contained in the Old Covenant. But we thank God for Jesus, that even those who are not part of the covenant that was made with Israel have been brought into covenant because of Jesus Christ, who has given us a new and a better covenant containing better promises. Somebody ought to give God praise even right now. So don't think that, okay, the scripture that the bishop is reading today applies to the Old Testament Jews. But I want you to know that the God of Israel is the Father of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So if we're going to walk in the truth of God's word, we're going to receive all that God has promised, old, present, and future to us. So let's understand something about newness. Newness of life. Oh, we're familiar with the term, and I think most people generally think they understand what the word new means. But let's look at some of the dictionary meanings of the word new that I want you to develop in your thinking today. I want you to think of new. Somebody said me new. New is something that has not existed before. So if you still have something, no matter what the variation of it is, if it's something that has existed before today, it is not something that is new in your life. Hallelujah. So when we think about a new direction, we're talking about something that has not existed before, something that is going to be introduced to you, something that will be discovered. Hallelujah. It was something that will happen for the first time. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Somebody ought to give God a praise right there, because many people, as I'm listening to some of the stories of the children of God, I'm seeing that they're going through the same old thing, just a different variation of that same old thing. But I believe today, in the name of Jesus, that God is going to send us out into a new direction. He's going to speak to us what Moses spoke to Israel in verse 6. The Lord God has said to us at Oreb. I believe some of you, you're at your Oreb right now. You have stayed long enough at this mountain. Go up and out in a new direction. So let's keep that definition of new in mind when we think about this lesson. Now, the new that we're talking about is going in a new direction. There are two different meanings for direction that we need to receive. We see that God gave Moses the actual countries that they were supposed to go in. In other words, he told them which direction to go. Hallelujah, somebody. And how many of you know today that that's just how God is? He never changes, saints of God. As he spoke to Moses that he had stayed in this place long enough, he gave Moses directions to a new place. And I want to believe today that God is giving somebody directions to a new place spiritually, maybe emotionally, financially, relationally. Hallelujah. Maybe even geographically for some people. So when we think about direction, let's look at the two different meanings. First meaning you can get for direction is, it is a course along which someone or something moves. And the key word is, it has to be in motion. There's no need to give somebody a direction to go this way if they're not going to take action to follow the directions that you're giving. And also, if you're going to be given the directions, and if you're going to follow the directions, you have to manage yourself by the word that was spoken to you. Here it is in Israel again. God says to Moses, you've stayed at this mountain long enough. God is speaking to some people now. You may not be at a physical mountain, but you may be at a financial mountain. Some of you may be at an emotional mountain. Some of you may be at a relational mountain. Some of you may be at a social or spiritual mountain. God is saying to you today that you've been at this mountain long enough. It's time to go in a new direction. Somebody ought to give God praise today. That means that you're going to see something that has never existed before. Something's going to be introduced to you. It's going to be discovered. And you're going to experience it for the first time. But we must follow the direction of God. And if we do the first two steps, thanks to God, it's easy to grab a hold of God's promises in the Word of God. It's easy for us to say, I claim it in the name of Jesus. But it's just not a matter of naming it and claiming it, thanks to God. You have to obey the Word of God. You have to align yourself up in agreement with God's Word. You can speak this blessing. You can quote this scripture all day and night, but it won't affect your life one bit, except you enter into the same type of covenant relationship that Moses and the children of Israel had with God. And I want to make sure that you do that today first and foremost, because it doesn't matter, like I said in the beginning of this lesson, it doesn't matter if you go into a new year with the same old stuff, same old thinking, same old behavior. New means you will experience something that has never happened before. And I believe that there are many of you listening to my voice today who are yearning for something new, not just something that's rehashed or redone or just a different variation of the same old thing in your life. Can I get a witness, anybody out there, in the name of Jesus today? Oh, children of God, these few little scriptures here in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 1 through 6, specifically verse number 6, it speaks so much to us today. It's speaking newness, it's speaking direction, but it's also speaking destination. I want you to understand, saints, just as Jeremiah 29:11 says, God spoke to the prophet Jeremiah, he says, for I know, somebody said, I know, for I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. So we see God gave Moses the plans. He told them where to go, in what direction to head, and what would be their destination. So let's talk a little bit about what the word destination means for a moment. Destination is the place to which someone or something is going or being sent. Hallelujah. Let me say that to you again. A destination is the place to which someone or something is going or being sent. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, thanks to God. I believe that we embark on this message in this new year, as we embrace this message of a new direction. I believe and I pray even now by the power of the Holy Spirit that you will arrive at a new destination, that you arrive at a place in your life spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, relationally, that it never existed before. If your life is already good, God can make it better. Hallelujah. Oh, Sharalando Rabata Shanda. Oh, things, I want you today to open up your spirit, to allow these words to be introduced to you. Yes, 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 you may have read these scriptures before, but I pray that the living word of God will make these words new to you today. Because as we launch out into this year of 2016, which we have already decreed and declared by the power of the Holy Spirit, that this is a year of good success for us. So we're going to explore newness over the first couple of weeks of this new year. We want to impart newness in your thinking, as Paul says in the New Testament, to be transformed by the renewing. Somebody say renewing. The renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. We want to be transformed in the newness of doing or acting or obeying God in this season. Can I get a witness out there? Today, saints, we're talking about a new direction. We're looking at the text from Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 1 through 6, how God spoke to Moses to speak to the children of Israel. And I believe today that God is speaking to me to speak to you, to say that you've been at this place, this old place. No matter how different you make it look, you're still at the same old place. So God is saying you've been at this place long enough. Let's go to a new direction. There's another scripture that I want to give you from the book of Joshua that as the children of Israel obeyed the word of God. And this is why I say you got to be more than just newness of talking today, newness of shouting today. You got to experience newness in your thinking, newness in your life, newness in your obedience. You got to experience newness in becoming. Because in order to accomplish new things, to reach new goals, to find yourself in a new place, you have to first go in a new direction. Somebody say a new direction today. Praise the Lord. So we see the children of Israel obeyed the word that God has spoken through Moses to them, and I pray that you will obey the word as the Holy Spirit reveals it to you. Look at Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. So the instruction came through Moses, but Moses would not be the one who inherit the promises that were spoken through his mouth. Here in Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 through 5, we read, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord spoke to Joshua. Come on, somebody. How many of you know that your leader is not the only person that God can speak to? Remember, God is doing a new thing in this season. He's going in a new direction. Moses took Israel as far as God had allowed him to take them. But now God is about to do something that Moses only dreamt about. Hallelujah. God is going to do a new thing. He's sending Israel now. He's sending Israel. Come on, children of God. He's sending them in a new direction, a one that's different from the direction that he told Moses to take the children of Israel in. Verse number 2, it says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan into the land that I am about to give you, to the place. Somebody said the place. That is the destination. Come on, somebody, when you head in the right direction. Come on, saints. When you get in the place where you can receive God's guidance and you following in step with his will, you will arrive at this new place. This is the place that God is speaking to Joshua about here, children of God. He says, get ready to cross the Jordan into the land that I'm about to give them. I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea to the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life as I was with Moses. So I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, children of God, we're talking about a new direction today. That means it won't be something that you have experienced before. It's something that will be introduced to you, something that will be recently discovered, something that will happen in your life for the first time. Can I get a witness out there? Somebody say hallelujah. So we see as Joshua and the children of God continue to follow the direction of God, which was a new direction, we see they ended up at a new place. We can take a look at several other scriptures that will help us to rejoice and to let these words soak into our spirit, saints of God. May we selah and stop and meditate upon these things. You can make note of Psalm chapter 32, verse number 8. We'll see how the psalmist exclaimed unto God, how blessed it is to walk in God's will. Psalm 32, verse 8 says this, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go, and I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. This is what the psalmist David prayed out to God. He sung these words back to God as reassurance to himself. And I want you to reassure yourself today that as you go in a new direction, as you follow God's instructions, as you prepare to enter into a new place in your life, saints of God, that you will realize what this verse says. God says, I will instruct you, and I will teach you in the way that you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. One final scripture I want to give you today as we conclude this lesson today about a new direction. We started out talking about the fact that a newness means something that has never existed before, something that had never happened before, something that happens for the first time in your life. And this is the place where we all would like to get, where we can follow the Lord's leading and guidance. Here, Psalm 23 is very familiar with most of us in the listening audience today. But today I want your mind, remember, to be made new. Somebody say new. Yes, I want God to reveal something that he has not revealed to you before. He says in verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death or the darkest evil, I will fear not it. For God is with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare, O God, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You, O Lord, anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Verse 6, surely, somebody say right now, in this new season of my life, surely your goodness and your mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, saints of God, somebody ought to give God a praise today. This is the ultimate destination for obedience to God. But it all begins with taking a new direction, obeying the word of God, being assured that he is with you. Hallelujah. And arriving at this place where surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. This is as you allow the Lord to be your shepherd, saints of God, you will lack nothing in this season. He will make you lie down in your green pasture. But in order for any of this to take place in your life, saints of God, first you must have received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. For as the psalmist says, this Lord, Jesus, will be your shepherd. If you have not today, if you've been sitting on the fence, if you've been questioning, maybe you've been a skeptic, maybe you've been running away from God, God is trying to get your attention again this day and says, stop where you're going. And it's time to repent or turn in a new direction and follow God's will, and you'll find yourself in a new place. Oh, I pray it will be so today for each and every person in my life, whether you are a believer or whether you are a skeptic today. I pray that each and every one of us will trust in the Lord with all of our heart, that we will lean not to our own understanding, understanding that if we acknowledge him in all his ways, he will guide and he will direct our footsteps. Oh, saints of God, today we talk to you about a new direction, experiencing something that you have never experienced before, being introduced to something for the very first time. And now I pray that you will follow along the course for which God has spoken to you and that you will act in faith and obedience. And I pray and I believe that if you obey God's word, you will end up at the place where you are going or where God is sending you to. I speak faith and life over you, saints of God. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for this word that was spoken over the lives of your children today. May your word be fulfilled and abundance come into their lives. Oh, God, abundance of faith, abundance of joy, abundance of peace, abundance of hope. Let us enter into this new year with newness of mind, newness of place, newness of doing. And may all things be made new in Jesus' name. Amen.